This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. Today we're joined by three members of the community to talk about a new project. We have Jay Shanley from DSI, Downtown Springfield Incorporated, and the Springfield Area Arts Council. We've got Levitt on your plate.
We're starting Levitt this year. We'll be announcing dates soon and some more exciting information that goes along with the program.
We're also joined by Leah Wilson from the Kidsium. Hi, Leah. How are you?
Hello. Great.
And then we're also joined by Karen Kahn from the Kahn Group.
We're Kahn's Hospitality Group, which is the managing company for Obadon Isaacs, the Inn at 835, William Van Coffee, which is now turned into Trish and Mary's Kitchen, and then the Trish and Mary's Pub, as well as Kahn's Catering, and all located in the heart of Springfield, Illinois.
And you still have a place up in Peoria?
We do. We still operate Obadon Isaacs Peoria location as well.
Thanks for joining us today. As much as I'd love to talk more about each of your individual activities, we're really here to talk about something for the greater good.
We have all been hearing a lot of news about downtown over the last few years and even, you know, recently. Of course, on Adams Street, we had the fire last year that had an impact on Kidsium. Towards the end of 2025, we learned that Buzz Bomb was going to be closing next to us. We started thinking about what we could do at Kidsium, looking at our opportunity on Valentine's Day to have a Kidsium Love Day, which was meant to bring the community into Kidsium for free, for us to show how much we appreciate our community. But then it seemed like an opportunity to expand on that idea to try to spread some love downtown. There were already some wonderful efforts that were going on at the time. Kanan at Isringhausen and others had been working on a Friday Night Live series. We had been participating in that and were very excited to maybe tie that to what we were thinking at Kidsium. Having other conversations with especially the people here in the room today, the idea quickly grew because there were already so many good efforts taking place. The larger idea here is how do we work together to do more for downtown? And it's, you know, really quickly become a very collaborative grassroots effort that I think is tying together a lot of these very positive and forward-pointing projects to help downtown see some renewed vibrancy.
What did you come up with after these conversations? What are you launching? Karen?
A lot of people know me as a downtown advocate, and I've been working almost in a silo trying to make change. And then after one of the Downtown Alliance meetings that has been coordinated through DSI in the city of Springfield, Leah reached out to me and said, would you like to have coffee? And so we did that. And then it struck me, like, we need to be working together in more of a partnership instead of all of us kind of working in our own little silo. And then we're out there expressing the frustration about not seeing any momentum. We need to work together in a collaborative effort. Leah and Elisa came up with these wonderful ideas at 4 o'clock in the morning. With her outreach, she's brought more people to the table. Both of them, they brought more people to the table, and then it blossomed from there. As we take this initiative on, that our hearts are really downtown, how can we bring this together and make it more of a community-focused initiative where there's no one organization that actually owns it? This is the community that owns it, and we're just the people at the forefront right now that are spearheading the momentum, but it's going to take off by itself because the people behind it, they're choosing to get engaged, they're choosing to stay focused on it. That's a thank you to Leah for bringing it forward. I'm just on board because I think we could do so much more as working as a collaborative team that's unified and sending a unified message, bringing DSI on board, Jay on board. You're going to see it blossom from there. So this is a big thank you. I want to make sure that is understood and heard out in the community. Thank you, Leah and Kidsium and Elisa, for what you've done and started.
Strong downtown is super important to any area. To see the struggles that have happened, let people know there's still positives, lots of good things that are happening downtown. That's part of what DSI does. How does this fit in with the overall strategy there?
The last time you and I had spoken, Carlos was here with us as well. DSI had shared in their transformation strategy that partnership was going to be key for us moving forward. And that's what this movement is. It's a partnership. It's a community effort to create this momentum and a positive narrative that's not just talk anymore either. It's about action. It's putting action behind those words, and it's getting everyone involved. Where DSI really was excited to be invited to be a partner with this because it really aligns with our strategy for making downtown a more successful, vibrant place for everyone.
I was already seeing on social media, Maldeners had been promoting this. Is there anything the public can do as they hear this message? What is the call to action?
One of the great things about this campaign is that it seems to be resonating with so many people, and they are taking ownership of it themselves. And there's a lot of co-branding going on right now, Maldeners being an example. And we just love that. The concept for this, the creative work, the branding, it's meant to be given to our community and to be used by the community in a way that generates a lot of enthusiasm. And I think we can already see that happening. One of the first goals of this campaign is that brand awareness and just bringing awareness to our wonderful downtown. The second is that we would love to coordinate events that also bring people downtown. And we're starting with a big weekend. It'll be February 13th and 14th. This ties into, again, what was already happening through Kanan and Isringhausen and folks who were organizing the Friday Night Live events. We're going to have a lot going on Friday night in the community. Then Saturday, there will be even more. Free day at Kidzium, which hopefully will bring around 500 to 1,000 families downtown. Local businesses have been really excited to offer all kinds of specials and promotions and events, live music, I think, in some cases. Karen can jump in here, too, with the way businesses are participating. It's just all been very exciting.
To answer the question, though, how the general community could help with this downtown initiative is we're in the starting point of what we're doing with My Heart's Downtown. This is just the start. There's so many other things that we want to branch out and to help with, and their perceptions of what people think of downtown as not being safe. And so we're in the process of trying to establish some business watch programs. It doesn't look nice. We're in the process of trying to figure out how we're going to beautify the downtown in the launch of the Springfield Green and tying in that partnership. We need help with volunteer base. With that also then comes there are expenses that we're going to have to cover because we have to broaden the message and get it out to the public, and that takes funding. We are accepting funding for some downtown projects, and if people are interested in making donations, they can reach out to any of us and we're happy to direct them and then to bring them up to speed with all of the other projects that we hope to accomplish in the next 3 months.
Is there a centralized place where someone can go to learn more, a website?
There is a website that's being launched in the next few days, actually, that will be live. I also wanted to add about donations. The 501c3 that is going to be carrying this part of the project is the Downtown Springfield Heritage Foundation, and they actually do have a page on their website set up where folks can donate.
And in the past, they worked with Levitt Amp and other projects. It's not just for the month of February. It's an ongoing project, an ongoing branding. And
yes, it's actually meant, or the beauty of this design or this movement is that it can definitely live beyond February and this Valentine's Day theme. I like speaking about downtown. I think a lot of other people like speaking about downtown. You see, when events or news comes up about this space, everyone has an opinion because I believe everyone cares. For that reason, My Heart is Downtown. Obviously, it makes sense and it's a little fun that it happens on Valentine's Day, and it's a perfect way to launch it. But absolutely, it is meant to move forward and create that change. And you had asked about like how people can participate. That's what I like about this as well, or what's so exciting, is that it's meant to be an invitation for you to participate however you want to participate. There's no set rules or ideas that we're asking people to do. It's that invitation saying, we know that you care. Now here is this platform, this grassroots effort that says, we want you to be a part of it too. Participate how you want to, because this space is for you and everyone else.
It's really a pride campaign. Do you have available stickers people can put on their laptops or phones or cars or anything yet? Is that coming? A logo?
We've got merch in process right now. We have t-shirts that are going to be available through a variety of different businesses. And we're really making the logo available to businesses who want to put it on any merchandise that they would like to sell in their store. I'm sure you're going to start to see bumper stickers around town. We've got those. We also have window decals. locales. One of the things that I think is going to be pretty cool, and maybe Jay wants to talk about this, we are planning to distribute LED hearts through DSI to businesses who want to participate in this campaign. So as you drive through downtown, you'll be able to see these hearts lighting up our business windows and making it very cheerful.
I thought that was an interesting way to help spread the word, because obviously our marketing is segmented now, and you don't know how to reach everyone all the time. Having this visual awareness campaign happening with these large, they look like neon signs, but they're an LED heart that we wanted to give to businesses to put in their windows. As people move through our downtown, you're going to start noticing, wow, there's a heart over there. There's another one over there. We're up to like 50 or 60 that were purchased and giving out to businesses. That way that people that aren't aware of this campaign will see that, and that will garner interest to want to find out what's going on. And that's, again, just another way for people to participate. If you want to put a heart in your window, you can show that you also care about downtown, or that you support downtown and want to be a part of it.
Is this logo, My Heart's Downtown, going to appear in advertising maybe for downtown events or organizations? Will they be able to use it that way too?
Absolutely. And that really was one of our primary goals, was to make this logo available. And there are a couple of different iterations of it, but to make it available for businesses to use however they see fit, and you know, also other cultural organizations. There's going to be some cooperative advertising that we are organizing through a sign company. We'll have some bus benches around town people can be a part of. There are spots for sponsors on those benches. We also commissioned a giant heart that's going to be installed in the plaza across from the Old State Capitol. Ace Sign is building that. It'll be about 5.5 feet wide and 7 feet tall. Great photo opportunity. Again, just the driver for this campaign is to help shine a light on our downtown as the beating heart of Springfield. Our heart really is, for very good reasons, downtown. We're hoping that having that giant heart in the plaza is a great way to remind people of that.
You talk about changing the narrative. We just re-aired the other day the behind the scenes at the Hoagland to talk about the positives downtown that people may not know about. The Hoagland, since the Adams Street area has had a little bit of a challenge lately, but the Hoagland still has all the energy in the world. You've got these kids coming in and out for Hoagland Education all day. You've got the shows. You've got different meetings happening there. And then, of course, right next to it, you have Ovid and Isaac. So that's been a really good tandem of operation, it seems like. I know as a parent, I've often waited there for a while I have to do a pickup. What other positives do you want to emphasize that you see, the wins that are already happening downtown, just in case, you know, we all think it's obvious, but sometimes we have to restate it so people know?
Well, next up is coming Levitt. So obviously, I think Levitt is one of those positives. And I think it can serve as an example to many things that people believe about downtown that we're trying to change that perception on. 2,000 people come in for a free concert. It's a safe space. It's family friendly. It's accessible. There's no issue with parking. It's something that unites the community, activates a vacant space that's been maybe a hot topic issue for some time. And maybe that can help spur some ideas or change in the area across from Kidzium that is now a vacant space.
As I look at downtown over the years, it has its ebbs and flows. And right now, you know, we have the old state capitol that just came out of complete renovation. We have the new state capitol that is under renovation. And then the armory finally is under renovation. If you look at long term, there's a lot of positives that are coming to downtown. It just takes time. So you always have to go through kind of really a bad period in order to get to the great period. We have the new modal sitter that the county is undertaking. So that's going to be a huge plus in the arm as well. We do have to address, unfortunately, sometimes the elephant in the room. And so we have a hotel downtown that's struggling. But I do know that there's plans in the works that something good's going to come out of it. Back to the collaboration, we have the city of Springfield have put together, along with DSI and a bunch of other stakeholders of the Downtown Alliance. And we've met 4 times now. And we're trying to strategize the best approach and a long-term plan for the downtown, taking into account the master plan that was passed, I think, back in October. We also have the relaunch of the Springfield Green Initiative. And so you take all of these programs and things that are happening, and you just connect the dots, and it's bringing everybody to the table, and so that we're all focused and heading in the same direction, and great things will come out of it. I foresee downtown Springfield in 2026 having a complete rebound, and it's going to be a great year downtown. And thank you to Kidzium, thank you to DSI, and all of the other people that have helped get us here, Kanan with Isringhausen. This is just the start. This is the launch for our great year to come.
Any last comments?
Leigh had mentioned the website. We do currently have an email address for people that do want to reach out. They've been taking advantage of it. It's been great to see people reach out to us after this initial launch, but that is myheartsdowntown@gmail.com.
Myheartsdowntown@gmail.com.
Correct.
You can write that if you have some questions or want to learn more. Is there a social media icon or anything people can add to their profile yet, or is that...
We actually are working on all of that. You're going to start seeing all of that on social very soon.
We appreciate you joining us today on Community Voices. Leigh Wilson, Jay Shanley, and Karen Kahn, who are working with the My Heart's Downtown campaign to update the narrative on downtown and remind people what a jewel it is and that it is evolving. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What does the Community Voices process look like? Well, it starts with trying to identify a good neighbor to talk to or an event that may be interesting that for some folks it may be hard to get to. First, we get that on the radar, figure out when that is going to happen if there is a date involved with it. But more than anything, we depend on you to suggest the guest. By emailing communityvoices@mprillinois.org, we then go into a process of getting in contact with that person, figuring out if there's enough there, which there is. Usually is to talk about to help us get to know a little bit more about them or what they're working on or an event that's coming up. We have them come into the studios here at MPR Illinois and do an interview. That interview then gets edited and scheduled to air. It eventually comes on the air and then also gets posted at mprillinois.org, where we share it on social media and encourage our guests and you to do so too. If you missed a past Community Voices, go to mprillinois.org right now. And thanks for being part of Community Voices.